He ran down the path.
All right. He has
run down the path.
All right. I'd say he has over to see me today. He
came over to see me.
All right. I'd say, did you see that? You say yes. I
saw it.
And you give your wife a bracelet for a present, and she thanks you for it. Then you say, go ahead and
why?
And put
it on your arm.
All right. And I'd say, what's new? You say,
nothing new today.
And I say, oh, come now, there must be
something.
And you say, I think I'll go out today because it's what a nice day. It's a
beautiful day, such beautiful weather, I think we'll go somewhere.
And say, how long have you lived here? And you say, oh, I've lived here
ever since I was born, or 20 years.
Now, did you move here in 1943?
Yes.
And you had to move here at the same time that
dam.
That the did.
Right.
I mean, that was the very
We moved the same time.
I see. That's
the weight got them, got us all.
I see.
We just up the river from them.
Mm-hmm. If someone didn't do something accidentally, you'd say he did that
on purpose.
And if I say, how long has it been that way? And you say, well, as far as I know. I say, how long has that mountain been there? And you say, well, as far as I know, that mountain is
forever.
Has all.
Always been there.
All right. And if you'd want to know the answer to something, you'd have to, a question, you'd have to
ask someone.
All right. And so
ask a question.
All right. And those boys just can't get along. Every day they're
into a fight, or
yesterday they
had a fight,
or they
fought yesterday.
Yeah. And if when you kill if you're going to kill an animal with a knife, you
stick it.
Uh-huh. How about another word for stick? The same thing as stick or stab.
You stab it or stick it.
And then you remove the knife. He wet the blade out. He
drew the blood.
All right. And then to put something, lift something up, to get something up on a bar, up in the loft of a barn, if you put it up there with a rope, you know, you'd say you had to wet it up.
Pull it up or draw it.
All right. Would you ever use heist or hoist?
Hoist.
And to cut something in two parts, you say you cut it
in the middle, or
cut it in.
Cut it apart.
Or cut it in
pieces.
Okay. Or in, would you say you know, like half in two, or
cut it in half.
All right. And if someone's bothering someone else, you might tell that person, don't pay him.
Don't pay him any attention.
Okay. And so he said, that's all right. He didn't
bother me.
All right. And if a child hiding down behind something, he might look up and say, he'll be hiding down behind the couch, and when you walk in, he jumps up and says,
peepah.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's and if someone someone jumps like this, you say, oh, you needn't be
scared.
All right. You had a choice of doing two things. Say, I'd rather do this.
I'd rather do this. Be much easier.
All right. And if the bell is about to ring, you might tell a child, now listen.
Listen for the bell.
All right. And if a woman always is talking, and you know, talks a man into doing something, you might say she did what to him?
She bores him.
But this would be where she kind of she talks him into doing something he didn't
persuade
want.
Persuade him.
Yeah, or
sweet talked him.
All right. And do you ever use the expression "knock you down" to introduce? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard it.
Okay. Now these last these are the last things here, and these are just for pronunciation. First, just count up to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.